And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit teared him, and fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Hi, I'm Reverend Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. Today, I want to spend some time speaking with you about a hunger for change. A hunger for change. You know, I have the privilege of meeting all kinds of people. Men and women who have obtained a great deal of success. And sometimes those who, you know, life has kicked them in the throat. Drugs, divorce, pounds of sin they're living in. But one of the things that moves my heart is when I see that someone is hungry for change. I mean, they understand that the way how they're living, or it's just that time of the season for them, that it's time for them to change. They want more. They want better than that what they have, or they want to be back to where they were, whatever that place may be. And it reminds me of the account that I just read in the Bible in Mark chapter 9. The account goes like this. A father whose son was suffering from, honestly, just demonic possession. He had a spirit of suicide on him, the boy did. The young man's father was dealing with frustration and depression. And the father heard that Jesus was in the area. And the father heard that the disciples also had this power. So he brought the boy, his son, to the disciples. But the disciples were unable to fix the problem. They were unable to bring the desired results that the father was looking. But because the father had such a hunger for change, he did not allow the result that he was given from the disciples to be the reason why he stopped. And I think that's what I want to focus on with you guys today. At least that's what's on my heart. I mean, many times people say, you know, well, I tried church. I read the Bible. I really don't understand it. I went to this church and it was good for a while, but nothing really changed. And I think the problem is that oftentimes we confuse a church experience or an experience with a professed believer, a Christian. And we think that this is the way that it has to be. And because life didn't go the way that I wanted, or this church full of hypocrites, or the pastor wasn't as entertaining or as educated, or, you know, we can make excuses. But I think if we just focus on two things. One, that inside of us, there is an innate drive and ability for change. We want better. We know in our hearts that there's more to life than hips, lips, and chips. That there is a divine void in our heart that cannot be filled with success. It cannot be filled with long weekends or great summers or lots of money or any of those things. That void can only be filled with, and this is what I loved about the Father. The Father brought his son to Jesus. Now, I love Jesus, and there's many reasons why I love Jesus. The biblical reason to love Jesus, the reason why I love Jesus, is because he first loved me. And that is absolutely true. But I love Jesus for this reason. He accepted me the way how I was. A sinner. A not nice person. And he loved me the way how I was, that I've always felt welcome to come into his presence. When I was praying, I felt that even though I didn't get the answers what I was looking for and I didn't know what to expect, I did feel that he was listening, that God was listening to me. But this is what I love about Jesus. He saw my hunger for change, but he loved me so much that he didn't allow me to stay the way that I was. And I think that's where you need to understand that coming to Jesus is the greatest thing that you could ever do. And yes, coming to Jesus will always bring changes. Always. And every change that we go through once we give our heart to Jesus, once we give our lives to Jesus, once we commit ourselves to Jesus, is the best thing for us. Now, we may not have the maturity or the wisdom to appreciate it, but I'm telling you, it's the best thing. I mean, some of the changes that I went through was my friends changed, people that I grew up with and I loved. I mean, I loved every minute with them. They made me laugh. I'm thinking about some of them now, like great guys and girls. I mean, brethren. In fact, they're my friends till today. But our relationship has changed. We don't spend time, we just can't. We're on different roads. I pray for them. But Jesus knew what he was doing when he took me away. And he brought me to where I am now. But I wonder what change you're going through now, to be honest with you. I wonder what decisions you're contemplating. What is causing your eyes to be open? What is causing you now to listen to this this young man speak here on Selah? Whatever it is that brought you here, I thank God for it. But I want you to know that you need to bring your hunger to Jesus. Now, you have to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. Because, yes, the church, the body of Christ, is a representation of Jesus. We are supposed to be the salt and the light. In other words, when you see us in action, praying and doing and giving and living, it is supposed to be 100% a reflection of the Holy Spirit in us and the will of God. The challenge with that is that not all of us live up to that standard. So sometimes the church is not what it's cracked up to be. There's corruption in the church from pastors doing things that ought not to be done. And in the church, sometimes you go to church and you realize, shoot, this is no different than high school or university. The same old. I'm not speaking that kind of church, and I'm not speaking about those kind of people. But I'm speaking about those that authentically love God, and that authentically are serving God, that will introduce you to a risen, living Savior, whose name is Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus loves you. We learned this in the Bible. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." It is that truth about Jesus that I want you to know, that real change, everlasting change, comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It means, according to Romans 10:9 and 10, that you would believe in your heart, you would confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. It means that you believe that Jesus is God and the Son of God, that Jesus did die on a cross for your sin, for my sins and the sins of the world. And you believe that he rose again after 3 days, just like the Bible predicted, just like the Bible articulates. It's real. And you believe that. Notice what the Father said. The Father said, I believe, but help my unbelief. He believed that Jesus had the power. He believed that Jesus had the authority. He believed that Jesus could cure his son. But in his humanity, in his hunger for change, there was doubt. There was that part of him that said, but what if, like your disciples, you can't? But of course, Jesus can do all things but fail. And when you really meet Jesus and when you really know him, you understand that there's nothing that he cannot do. There's nothing that he cannot do. We know that because the Bible says in Hebrews 1:3 that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That everything that the Father is, Jesus was while he was on this earth. Merciful, compassionate, kind, wonderful, sense of humor, powerful, full of authority, grace, full of love. Jesus manifested that, but it also means judgment. That when Jesus saw things out of place, he spoke it. He spoke truth because he's full of grace and truth. And the truth is, and I'm gonna conclude on this, is that the change that you're looking for, the change that led you here, is only going to be found through Jesus. He is God. He is the Lord of all. He is the creator of the sun, the moon, the stars, the wind, and the rain. He is the God of all flesh. He is the great I am. He is he who is and he who was and he who is to come. And he loves you. I pray that you get to know him. I pray that you would, before you contemplate any further the change that you believe, I pray that you would call on him. I pray that you would, your eyes would be open and your heart would be changed. Again, I'm just going to read this to you, where it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. I'm going to conclude here. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's where we need to be in these last days, where our eyes are on Jesus, trusting him, knowing that he does all things well, and he can do all things but fail. Hey, Jesus loves you. I just thought you would know. And I thought you should know one other thing. That I'm so grateful that you took the time to listen. God bless you. Bye for now.